Freestyle Travel. Hey, everybody. This is the Freestyle Travel Show. I'm your host, Kenny Flannery, and what a wild 30 days it has been. All coming to an end yesterday morning. Our 30-day Kickstarter campaign to raise the funds for the show we'll be filming in 3 weeks from today, Hopping, the Backpacking Beer Adventure. Nick and I are going to be going to breweries, home brewing, couch surfing, hitchhiking, filming it all, sort of documentary meets food channel, but with beer kind of style. It's going to be different. It's going to be fun. And yeah, 3 weeks, it starts. So thank you to everybody who backed that project, everybody who shared it, everybody who just had good vibes about it. That last 24 hours was crazy. Just watching the money slowly tick up and then chunk up real quick and then tick up. And yeah, finally hit it with a few hours to spare. Reached our goal, 5,000. We actually got 5,025. So Kickstarter and processing fees, they take a little chunk of that, but that was all accounted for in the 5,000. So yeah, we'll be gearing up and things will be happening. So this episode, I wanted to talk more about that and some of the breweries that we got lined up and just how excited we are for it and how that's going to go down, and also catch you up on some Puerto Rico travels. Been hitchhiking here and there, plenty of beaches and some other stuff, so catch you up on a little bit of that. I think it might be one of the shorter little episodes, but just wanted to get it out there while I had this time to record. Yeah, as always, no official sponsors for the Freestyle Travel Show, but if you go to hobolifestyle.com and look at the gear page, or Freestyle Travel Gear, and look at some of the gear, I'm a member of the Amazon affiliate program. So I link to a bunch of gear, everything from toiletries that I use, like Dr. Bronner soap, sort of universal soap, to all kinds of stuff, sleeping bags and water filter that I use, the tablet that I'm using to record this right now, pretty much all kinds of travel gear I recommend. But anyways, if you click on any of that and go through it to Amazon and buy that, or actually if you buy anything else, I get a little cut Amazon sends me as a thanks for bringing traffic to them. So that's that. Also, I'm not officially aligned with Google in any which way, but I use their phone service, Google Fi, which works all over the world for $20 a month, unlimited calls and texts. And it literally does not matter if I'm here in Puerto Rico, if I'm in California, if I'm in New Zealand, Germany, South Africa, whatever. It works in all those countries just seamlessly. It just doesn't see borders in a way. So if you use my code TDW3EE, you get $20 off on your first bill, and so do I. But that's something you should look into a little more if you're thinking about it. $10 a gigabyte. Yeah, you'll see all the details if you're interested at all. If not, let's move along. So let's jump into Puerto Rico and Hopping, the Backpacking Beer Adventure. 3 weeks away, man. It's going to be awesome. All right, let's jump in. All right, so first let me catch you up on some of this hopping stuff. So obviously the Kickstarter being a success is huge. 3 weeks to go. But now we know it's official, the money's locked in, so we'll be literally gearing up, getting everything we need. Nick's already started that process, now that we know it's going down. Cameras, microphones, cables, like all kinds of stuff that we need, tripods, etc. He's getting all that ready to go. Lavalier mics, it's going to be awesome. We're going to be fully geared up. So he's getting that going. Meanwhile, I'm contacting breweries, getting our YouTube page together, which you should definitely check out. If you go to youtube.com and, or just whatever, go to YouTube, the app, anything, and just search for Hopping Backpacking Adventure, Hopping Beer Adventure, you'll find our channel, and I'll put a link in the show notes too. And if you could hit that subscribe button, that's huge, because there's a couple milestones with that channel, the Hopping YouTube channel. And yeah, once we get like 100 subscribers, just started the channel. So once we get 100 subscribers, we can have a proper name. So it can be like youtube.com/hoppingshow, for example. And then yeah, once we get 1,000 subscribers, we can monetize the channel. So anyways, it takes like 5 seconds to do. maybe a minute if you actually got to walk over to your computer or phone, but that would be really, really huge and mean a lot if you'd hit that subscribe button on there. So I'm, you know, taking care of a bunch of that stuff. Lining up breweries is a big thing. We're trying to keep everything like a little bit spontaneous, but still trying to get in touch with certain breweries ahead of time just to get permission to film and see how involved they may or may not want to get. And got an incredible reception. We're literally going to the best breweries in the first few cities that we're going to. For example, in Las Vegas, we're going to Abel Baker Brewery, which is relatively new, but I think they've also been around for a while too, just in terms of the people behind it and how that long they've been brewing. Really excited for that one, and it's cool that that'll be the first one. They're on board in Flagstaff. We have Dark Sky and Mother Road, both excellent reputations there. I've been to Mother Road back in the day, good beer there. A lot of people recommending Dark Sky. And then in Phoenix, a lot of people recommended Wren House, so they reached out, and that's good to go. Beer Research Institute, that sounds really interesting. I'm excited to meet them, drink their beer. There's a homebrew store in Phoenix. I got a call here probably right after this. Get in touch with them, and they might be down for letting us film and maybe having a brew session. I'm not sure. Got to talk to them. Yeah, so a lot of stuff is just like falling into place. Going to be really exciting. Obviously, yeah, we'll be hitchhiking for the most part in between. Just freestyle traveling, really. So whatever comes up, we'll be doing couch surfing, camping, staying with friends. And yeah, 3 weeks from now, Las Vegas. Nick's got his ticket. So I'll be meeting him there, and we will kick it off, I think, that night. Not sure what we're going to film that first night. And then, yeah, 29th, we'll be doing Abel Baker. Blasting off. It's going to be a lot of beer, a lot of travel. Nick has not traveled like this ever, as far as like hitchhiking and yeah, freestyle traveling. So there's a lot of elements to this show that are going to be awesome. And when we do brew in Phoenix, we'll also be doing this travel fermentation thing. If and when you go to the YouTube channel, the Hopping Backpacking Beer Adventure YouTube channel, there's just a few videos up right now, but one of them, the latest one at the time of this recording, is called, what did I name it, like my travel brewing strategy using Kvike yeast. So that gets into how we'll be fermenting beer in my backpack as we're moving along, and then drinking the beer that's been fermenting and carbonating in my backpack at the end of the series, the end of the 2 or 3 weeks that we'll be filming. That's going to be pretty cool. There's all these little unique things we got going on in the show. It's going to be very cool. And every time Nick and I talk, we think of one more little thing to add or one more little twist, how to polish it off. It's just getting better and better. And we got 3 more weeks to really nail things down. So I'm super excited about that. I hope you are too. If you're into travel or beer at all, this is just going to be right up all of our alleys. So yeah, that's the exciting stuff with Hopping. And yeah, Puerto Rico. The last episode I recorded was in Puerto Rico. I'd been here for several days or even a week. It's been over a week since that episode, so I've done quite a bit. I've been mostly staying with my friends here in Arecibo and going on little day adventures with them. We went to a cave. Check out my Instagram, at Hobo Lifestyle. Got some pretty cool pictures on there, especially of this cave with the light streaming through. It turned out pretty good. Yeah, we went down to this cave. It was like a 40-minute hike to get to there, and then you get down in there, and there's bats and stalagmites, stalactites, and really, really cool down there. incredible, actually. And one of the things I'm really liking about Puerto Rico, maybe it's just that it's December, maybe it's because that big hurricane came through here a while back, but there's not a lot of people here, so I'm going to these beaches and, you know, caves and things like this that are just incredible, and they're empty, or there's just like one or two other people there, and it's, I don't get it. Like, temperature's good. I guess it rains a little bit here and there, but usually when it rains, it's like for 20 minutes or an hour, and then it's done. But yeah, it hasn't dropped below 75 degrees Fahrenheit since I've been here. It's usually in the 80s, 90s. It's just, it's perfect camping weather. It's been great. But yeah, not a lot of people, so it's kind of a plus sometimes. So yeah, I gave hitchhiking a shot for the first time. I don't think I had hitchhiked in the last episode. I hadn't hitched anywhere yet, but I gave that a shot, and it worked just as well as it works anywhere else. Hitched from Arecibo to the West Coast. Got a ride from a guy who, like, bought us a couple beers, and us, me and him, and just talked to the gas station for a while about different spots in Puerto Rico and some conspiracy theories, actually. I got a ride from a guy who works for Monster Energy. Real nice guy. Got to this beach in Rincon, kind of a surfer beach, bailed out of there, and ended up spending the night in Mayagüez, just, kind of stealth camping, nothing special camping. I probably should have held back at the beach and just camped there, but whatever it was, what it was. Got up real early the next morning, got a ride from a real nice guy, like, got me breakfast and took me directly to the far southwest corner of the island called Cabo Rojo near Sucia Bay. And there's a lighthouse there and just these big cliffs. And I'll be getting a video up here pretty soon, too. That's the whole thing about this hopping thing with all, you know, we'll be filming and all this stuff. And obviously that's going to be like professional quality production. But it's got me back in the habit of making the videos for my own personal hobo lifestyle channel. So getting more videos there. You might have seen the last one where I was hitchhiking from Mississippi to Florida to catch this flight to Puerto Rico. But I've been filming a bunch here in Puerto Rico. So I'll be getting videos up there, including this lighthouse and the cliff and all that, because that was pretty beautiful. At that moment, it was the coolest place I'd been here. And yeah, just skipped in the water a little bit and managed to hitch a bunch of rides until I got a ride from a guy who was going to San Juan, which is not where I was going, but my friends were going to be cutting through San Juan to get back to Arecibo, so I just went back with him and kicked it at his place for a while. And man, he had his own tiki bar, and this was the day before Thanksgiving, so he's like in a big old pork leg ready, and just I'm sitting in his tiki bar up the stairs from his pool, just drinking a few beers. Like, it felt like I was at a bar, like a legit bar. It was just his house. It's nuts. But yeah, he gave me another little ride after that to meet up with my friends and ride back to Arecibo. And yeah, since being back with them, just hitting up the cave, more beaches. Yesterday we got to a waterfall you could kind of climb up and jump off of, and more beaches and rocks, getting splashed by waves and hiking up as high as we can, doing a bunch of swimming. And yeah, a lot of my time in between has been, you know, working on that whole hopping show, but it's been pretty mellow for the most part because I've had a place to stay with them, so I'm not every night trying to find a new place to camp or a couch surfing host. It's been pretty mellow in that regard. So I've got 5 days left here to do some more. Still got to hit the big rainforest that everyone keeps talking about. Junque, I guess it's supposed to be one of the most beautiful places. So that might actually be the first place where I see a whole bunch of people. I don't know yet, but we'll see how that goes. But yeah, 5 more days and yeah, there's more coming. So let me jump to the outro here and let you know. Oh, I got my little brother sending me pictures of beer. It's distracting. Oh, that looks like a good stout. I'm going to have to wait till this is over to see the context of this stout, but it looks pretty good. Thanks for the pictures, Jack. Interrupting my show with your beer. All right. It's the best way to interrupt the show. Now I'm thirsty. Gonna have to go get a beer from the fridge. All right, let me jump into the outro here, and I'll tell you in the outro. I'll tell you about some of the beers I've been having too. Why not? All right, so yeah, I got about 5 more days left here, with a little bit more to see, a little bit more to check out, a little more beer to try. Yeah, quick review of beers I've had. Ocean Labs is by far the best that I've had. And the easiest to get in stores. If you're ever in Puerto Rico, you can look for them. Ocean Diver, I think it's called Ocean Hop Diver. Yeah, Hop Diver IPA. That's the best I've had from them. I had a coffee stout yesterday that was not too bad. It's Blood Orange Blonde, pretty good. They got a bunch of good stuff. And yeah, Box Lab was decent. There's not a lot of other big-ish breweries are like, you know, ones that you see a lot of. There's this Crash Boat IPA. That one was pretty decent. Yeah, not a lot of like tap rooms. Maybe there's a few more in San Juan. But yeah, Ocean Lab, that's really the one to check out. So yeah, 5 more days of beers, beaches, caves, waterfalls, whatever else I get into, that rainforest. And then, yeah, flying to Sacramento. Gonna kick it with my buddy there for a few days. We're gonna be going down to Monterey to Alvarado Street Brewery, drinking some beers there. A little bit of a celebration, then up to Wyoming for Christmas, and just a day or two so after, yeah, starting off this hopping, backpacking beer show. So I'll be down there with Nick and, yeah, kicking it off. So that's that. I think you're all caught up. Yeah, keep following at Hobo Lifestyle, and definitely give that new YouTube channel. Click on the old subscribe button. It's free. Takes a couple seconds. Hopping, backpacking, beer adventure. That's what you want to search for. And yeah, I'll be getting some more videos up on there and the Hobo Lifestyle channel as well. And of course, Hobo Lifestyle, you can follow Instagram everywhere else as well. So that's that, everybody. And until the next time, I will see you down the road. Plans I'm in, I need a new escape. With all my shit straight, I'll get my big break.